Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another.
Welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. This week, we're having a beautiful conversation over faith and enduring through trials and difficult circumstances. And if you hear a little background noise, I'm enjoying the cool breeze outside today. So we hope you enjoy and listen along. So our heartbeat for this new series is to seek the prayer and counsel of the Lord. Our key verse is that we are all challenging one another to memorize as a community is found in James 4:15. If the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. So this book is located in the New Testament after Hebrews and before 1 Peter. And as we sat down to discuss our redefined priorities for the fall, we wanted to ensure God was the one leading and guiding our organization. And to know and follow his direction, there should be intentional space in our daily rhythms and yours for prayer and time in the Word. So to begin, we always have a fun question, so let's simply share our favorite summer memories as we wrap up the season of rest. And if it hasn't been restful, we hope you can find rest as you enter a new school year. So Jordan, what about you?
So I absolutely loved having you up here for the weekend. It was such a beautiful time together, and I really enjoyed seeing you in person finally. And my husband and I got to take our son to his very first concert. And to wrap summer up this weekend, we are seeing Metallica on both nights, which is going to be super awesome. And some of my favorite times that we got to experience this summer is our daughters, who are ages 4 and 6, and they have really been digging deeper, I feel, and asking a lot of questions about God. And I loved it so much. It's so beautiful. And I love that it really makes you pause and think about some of the things that they are asking and how their brain works. What about you, Emily?
Yes, it was so fun to see you in person, and we had a great time together. And that's really beautiful that they're beginning to ask questions about God. And that's really sweet and exciting for you guys as parents. So I would say for me, I laugh because the latter part of my summer hasn't been as restful as I would like, but that is okay. I would say you have to find beauty in the blessings that are around you. So for me, it would be slower mornings with my son, reading books together full time, and our trip overseas. So maybe you don't know, but after we got back from our trip, we were kind of thrown into this chaotic world of hurricane and needing to repair our home. And they've had to like do demolition a little bit. And so it's kind of a hot mess right now. But I'm thankful I can go home next week. That's really the biggest thing. Just being displaced from your home is really hard. But my favorite character quality Benjamin, my son, has shown me this summer is a sweet joy of just slowing down and embracing the challenges of life, as he always tenderly asks me, is everything okay, mommy? So he has such a warm smile and joyful heart, and it really brings beauty into my life, no matter what is going on around us at the time or the season that we're in. So that's where I've kind of found my joy. Well, ladies, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal, and join us for a beautiful conversation. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Jordan.
Hi, ladies.
She is the co-founder of Redefined Sisters, and we are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in, ladies. And we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we could reach more women with the hope of the gospel. In today's episode, we are reading from the CSB and NASB translations of the Bible. Just so you know, as you're following along, so we encourage you to open your Bible with us or pull your Bible app on your phone. I also love the Dwell app, just in case you're not where you can sit down and open your Bible physically. So how can we continue to find rest this summer and fall? Well, most importantly, by spending time in the presence of God. We live in a noisy and chaotic world, and the one constant and greatest source of hope we have is cultivating time with Jesus. That will always bring true rest and fulfillment to our souls. So last week, we kind of talked about an introduction to the book of James. And this week, we're going to be in James chapter 1. So we're just going to walk through this book. So he is the half-brother of Jesus, as we talked about in our last episode. And if you missed that, we encourage you to go back and listen to that. So written by James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed. So his name in Greek is Jacobus, and in Hebrew, Yaakov. In English, his name is James, but most translations render his name as Jacob, which was really cool to figure out as you dig a little deeper. So you can read about him in Acts chapter 12 and 15 and Galatians 1 through 2. He was a leader in the church in Jerusalem, comprised of Messianic and Christian Jews. So this book contains Jacob's wisdom for all of Jesus' followers, and he wants to challenge your theological stance and exhort you to better love God and your neighbor. So I absolutely love this series because it is filled with practical wisdom for everyday living.
Ladies, we wanted to take a short break from our conversation to share with you a big announcement. Emily and I have moved over to Patreon, so please join us over there for exclusive podcast episodes and content, devotionals, fun giveaways, discipleship resources, and mentorship connect calls. We have a couple different memberships to choose from called Equip Her and Equipping Her. We will link our page in the show notes. Please know that if you are in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community, we hope and pray this will still be a valuable resource for you until you are ready to join us on this new platform and go dig deeper in the Word of God and connect with other women without the pressure of algorithms.
Okay, ladies, well, let's jump back into James chapter 1. I'm going to read this for us, and then I have highlighted a few verses that, as I was studying this, really stood out to me, and I thought it would be great for us to discuss those together. So let me start by reading. There are 27 verses, so hang in there or listen along on your Bible app on your phone. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Verse 5, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position. Verse 10, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too, the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, who will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. When that lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. It's so funny when I'm reading, there's this cool breeze that keeps coming. So very, very beautiful. So verse 18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. This you know, my beloved brethren, that everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Verse 23, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. Verse 26, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. So let's start with verse 2. We are to consider it all joy when we encounter various trials. The text says, when you encounter various trials. So the trials are coming. It's a matter of when God brings them into our lives. Verse 4. Let endurance have its perfect result, so that you will be complete and lacking in nothing. I'm going to continue in verse 5 and verse 6. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Now I'm going to go down to verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now I'm going to go down to verses 17 through 20. Every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. In the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures. This you know, my beloved brethren, that everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I think this is so hard for us as women, because we love to talk, and sometimes we're so quick to speak that we don't take time to listen and hear what others have to say to us. Verse 20, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Verses 21 through 25, therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. Verse 25, but the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. And lastly, I will end in verses 26 and 27. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And I'll kind of go back to verse 11 and kind of tie this chapter together. For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away. I want to go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12 for us really quick. Now, my son and I are walking through the Beatitudes. So the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And this week we've been talking about the poor in spirit. So the humility of those who approach God and ask him to forgive them of their sin. They are humble. They are dependent on God. They trust him for their needs. So I'll just read through these 12 verses and let them kind of sink in your hearts and your minds. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, the meek, the humble, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So true wisdom, when we jump back to the book of James, trusts God and exhibits faith in all circumstances. We will have trials and we should expect them. But we can suffer with grace and live in obedience to God's word despite what we're going through. And this is what the Lord has been teaching me in this season. So, Jordan, what has the Lord taught you throughout this summer or the season that you're in?
So the Lord has taught me that slowing down when he commands it is my best option. We've had a lot going on this summer, especially towards the end of summer. I feel like there's just been so much going on, and I am truly grateful that he commanded that we slow down as a family and even as a ministry and to just listen to him. The times where we have been worried or if something might be happening, he has provided for us as well. He's never failed, and we are just so grateful for that.
Yes, absolutely. He definitely has never failed this summer. So we encourage you to check out the resource that we linked last episode for a deeper study on the book of James. It doesn't take too long to watch the video, so maybe about 6 or 7 to 9 minutes long, but it will be in the show notes for you. And Jordan, if you want to go over some key verses for us.
Yes, absolutely. So, ladies, we are going to be going over some different verses about faith in trials and endurance. So we are actually going to hop right back to where we were first discussing, which is James 1, and we are going to be going through verses 2 through 4. Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Next, we are going to go over to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 15. His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. By these, He has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you may share in the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. For this very reason, you make every effort to supplement your faith with goodness, goodness with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with godliness, godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being useless or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The person who lacks these things is blind and foresighted and has forgotten the cleansing from his past sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election, because if you do these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be richly provided for you. Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you know them and are established in the truth you now have. I think it is right, as long as I am in this bodily tent, to wake you up with a reminder, since I know that I will soon lay aside my tent, as our Lord Jesus Christ has indeed made very clear to me. I will also make sure that every effort, so that you are able to recall these things at any time after my departure. And next, we are going to turn to Luke chapter 21, verses 10 through 19. Then he told them, "The nation will be raised up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be violent earthquakes and famines and plagues in various places, and there will be terrifying sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to bear witness. Therefore, make up your minds not to prepare your defense ahead of time, for I will give you such words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will even be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will kill some of you. You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but not by a hair on your head will be lost. By your endurance, gain your lives." And now we are going to bow our heads in prayer. Prayer is something that we feel is extremely important. We like to remind our ladies to consistently be in prayer. So, Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for this ministry and this podcast. Thank you for all these ladies listening in all the different countries, Lord. Thank you for bringing us all together solely for your glory. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to bring our ministry over to another platform, and I pray that it helps some of these ladies grow into a deeper relationship with you and just have a better walk with you, Lord, and a better understanding. I pray that there is much more opportunity for each of these women, and that they feel you and see you every single day, Lord, in everything that they do. I pray that everything that they are doing within their lives, that they do solely for you, to worship you and to give you that glory. I pray that they understand what we are saying to them, and that understand how to love and to give your love away, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And thanks for joining us, ladies. We hope to see you in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community or over on Patreon this summer and fall. And you can join us live every Thursday in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community. And we are currently in the book of Ezra. So we love you and thanks for being here, sister. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.